Welcome to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones, bringing you episode number 53, Feed Burner. So for today's episode, I thought I'd help, do an episode to help everyone if you are considering starting your own blog, or let's say you started uploading videos to YouTube, or you have your own website that you're incorporating a blog or some sort of regular updates for promotions or special offers or places you're going to be, and you want to keep track of, let's say, how many people view your posts or videos or where they're viewing your content from, and you want to basically keep track of that and more tailor your information to where your followers or subscribers are. So that's where FeedBurner comes in. So if you use services like Blogger or WordPress, you get basic statistical information, so the number of page views, general location information, but you may want a little bit more, or you want an easier link than what they give you. So, you know, rather than that your website URL / RSS equals ampersand whatever, anything like that, it sounds complicated. But let's say you want an easy link, you say, for example, or let's say a neater link. So let's say I want to share the link for This Working Droid. I can say feeds.feedburner.com/thisworkingdroid. It's a little bit, it's still long, but it's a little bit easier to share. It's easier to incorporate into your website, and you can just make a simple link rather than something complicated. And you can use FeedBurner with most sites. As long as you have a subscription URL, you can incorporate it. So it doesn't matter if you're using Blogger or WordPress or Squarespace or anything like that. As long as you have a subscription link, you can use it. And then the other benefit is that FeedBurner is a multi-content feed creation service. So let's say you are creating a podcast feed, and you may have video sometimes or audio other times, or you have one or the other, you can specify that. So let's say you have mixed content, so sometimes you do have audio, sometimes you have video, you can specify that. So FeedBurner, when you're sharing that link to your podcasting client, it'll pick that up automatically and only show you the related content. If you only have one kind of content, you can differentiate that way as well. So it only picks up that feed based on the content you specify. A little bit more advanced feature, Let's say you have one feed where you have both kinds of content, but you want to split the feed between audio and video. You can specify that as well, so the feed will only pick up the audio on one feed and the video from another. So that way, it's kind of like that dual feed kind of setup. The other benefit to using FeedBurner is ability to embed your posts. So let's say you want to create a backend for your blog on your website, and you just want to have the embedded post for your recent updates, and you want to have a subscription link. FeedBurner makes that available so that you have, let's say, your 5 latest posts or 10 latest posts, and you can have, let's say, just the author and date and the title, or just the title, and it has all that information. So when people want to see, or let's say you create that post to give an update for whatever you're up to for the week or your current schedule, or you want to run a teaser post for new things that are coming for that month, then you can have that as well, and it's automatically refreshed as soon as you make the post, and people, and you don't have to do much after that, and people get that content right away. There is also a headline animator available. So let's say you want to make it a little bit more flashy, or you have more need for a headline animator just to create a more lively website, then you can have that as well. It'll rotate through your latest posts and have an update as well that way. Let's say you want to make it a banner on your site, then that's an option as well, and people are taken directly to that post if they're interested in more information. And the last but not least bit of usefulness for FeedBurner is the ability to post directly to Twitter. So if you heard my post on If This Then That, then you know that this does that already for you, so you can have your post going to Twitter, Facebook, email, text, whatever. But if you don't want to have that separate setup, you can do that within FeedBurner itself. Once a new post is made public, once you've tied your Twitter account to FeedBurner, it'll post the update based on the criteria you specify. So if you just want your, let's say, your website name, the post name, and various hashtags, you can do that. Or if you just want the post name that is available as well, or a link to the post, for example, then that is an option you can use as well. So it's a one-stop shop kind of thing to help you keep track of your subscribers so you can see how many people are, let's say, clicking on your link, how many people are downloading your content, where your subscribers are following you from, so you can see that, let's say, more people are visiting your site from the United States versus Germany, or, you know, if you're keeping track of by country, you may see an increase in Sweden, for example, or a decrease in the United Kingdom. So you may, you can see that variance and all of that information. So that's a few of the basic things you can do with FeedBurner, and it's compatible with most subscription feeds. So if you want to submit your podcast to iTunes, for example, or you want it in Stitcher, or you want to use it in Feedly or the old Reader, for example, then all of those options are available to you, and you don't have to do much back-end setup. It's all ready to go for you. Obviously, iTunes does, but iTunes does require a bit of additional information. So your feed logo, your various tags, and various other information that iTunes looks at. But it's all in one interface, so you don't have to know too much about how to set it up. It takes care of it for you, and it puts it all into your feed information. But that is all for this particular episode. And if you're always worried about the your security online, let's say while you're using FeedBurner or setting it up, or you're setting it up in a public place, then be sure to use our friends over at ProXPN. Their service helps you stay safe and protected while you're on the internet, no matter where you are, and it helps keep your personal data safe and protected as well. Their service also helps you access location-sensitive content, so if you're trying to use FeedBurner from a place you don't normally use it and you're having trouble, their service will help you figure that out and get it straightened out so you can use it wherever you are. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, you'll get 20% off your order, and they're already low rates. So be sure to check them out and give them a shot. That's proxpn.com and the promo code GEEK20. We thank them for their support, and we hope you'll show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, or you can fill out our online contact form at geek-io.com. And finally, you can follow me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.